And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How are you?
I am great. What are folks saying this week?
Well, we did a multimedia series this week called Road Trippin' that focused on how people are coping with ever-increasing gas prices. Steve Pye in Oakland, California, heard some of the stories and wrote us this. You had several segments on the so-called gas crisis. This is another self-inflicted problem on several levels. If you are crazy enough to buy a vehicle that gets poor gas mileage, shame on you, no matter what gas costs. What a foolish way to manage your money. Now suck it up and take responsibility for your bad decisions. Stop whining because I'm trying to enjoy my bicycle rides.
On a blogger's roundtable this week, we talked about actor Will Smith's interest in playing Barack Obama in a biopic. Kojo Jones in Atlanta, Georgia, was not okay with that suggestion. He wrote, "Will Smith is Barack Obama? Heck no. Let's be clear, ears and popularity should not be the criteria for an acting role in a film about the Obamas." The actor who played White House Chief of Staff on the show Commander-in-Chief is the person to play Obama. Harry J. Lennox is his name.
Then for our Africa update, we interviewed the Zimbabwean ambassador to the United States for some perspective on the situation in the South African nation. Michael Zonta in San Francisco, California, wrote us this. You should be ashamed of interviewing straight-faced Zimbabwe's ambassador to the United States.
Well, Michael, this is what we do. We interview people. You use that information to decide if they're good or bad, telling the truth or lying. We followed the ambassador interview with our regular Africa update, which gave a very different perspective on Zimbabwe. On June 12th, we did a very in-depth interview with opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai before he dropped out of the runoff. We got the bases covered.
And finally today, Paul Pierlot in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, wrote in about a segment on how hip-hop websites were hacked by apparent hate groups.
He wrote, "I'm hearing a lot of reports of racists spewing their ugly noise. It saddens me, but please, please keep the faith. I want to encourage all our listeners of News and Notes to keep our eyes on the big picture. History is about to bust open like a field of wildflowers. I am surprised almost every day hearing another white workmate, friend, and even folks I pass in mall parking lots telling me they are also voting for Barack. Yes, we will have to absorb the sneers and insults of those with shriveled hearts and closed minds, but let us walk in the path of Jesus, Gandhi, and Martin. No, let us rather dance, for springtime is in sight."
And that's it for letters. Thank you for writing, and please keep your comments coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.